You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
Scientists are warning that the loss of soil from farmland is reaching crisis levels in some areas. Floods are a big problem too, and trials are underway to see if building dams in hillside streams can slow down the flow. Leaky dams, that is. New research suggests that part of the answer to both problems may be supplied by skilled labour from the continent, European beavers. Our environment analyst Roger Harabin reports from a beaver reintroduction experiment at a secret location in West Devon.
I'm in a woodland in Devon trying to pick my precarious way through a mini wilderness wetland created by a pair of beavers released here as part of a scientific trial. It is almost impossible to fight your way through the felled trees and sprouting willow shoots and beaver dams and deep ponds, a weird landscape, all mixed together to create the perfect habitat for beavers to hide. According to Mark Elliott of Devon Wildlife Trust, it's perfect for other creatures too.
We've been counting frog spawn clumps since 2011 when we put the beavers in. We had 11 clumps that year. This year we counted 681 clumps of spawn.
Wow.
And obviously that then supports other species like grass snakes and herons that are feeding on the frogs.
So that's what beavers have done for wildlife. But it also seems that they're starting to work wonders on soil and water quality too. Well, we've just come to the north of the site now where the real science is going on. I'm with Professor Richard Brazier from Exeter University. So what are we seeing here? You've got two bottles there, Richard. One is full of soily, sedimenty water, and the other one really is fairly clear, cloudy, but fairly clear.
Yeah, so the first bottle, it's full of sediment, which has come off the agricultural land upstream in the last rainfall event. And that's pretty typical of what we see. Quite a lot of soil erosion and poor water quality coming into the beaver site. The second one is taken downstream of the beaver site. It's cleaner water, better water quality, because the beaver dams have filtered the sediment, the soil that's been lost from the land, out of the water.
Is it realistic, do you think, that beavers could make a national comeback in order to help protect our soil and possibly also to stop flooding?
Absolutely. I think the work they do is natural flood and water quality management.
But this is not without controversy. In Scotland, where beavers have been brought back, some landowners have angrily complained that they've damaged farmland, trees and watercourses. In England, the NFU spokesman Mark Pope has noted these concerns.
Some of the beavers had made sort of burrows away from the river a little bit, and this had caused in some areas small erosion of banks. And then, of course, this was getting washed downstream and trees had come down streams from higher up.
The NFU fear unintended consequences of beaver reintroduction, but they say they're awaiting the formal publication of results from the Devon trial site. We've come back now to the site. It's 8 o'clock in the evening and just behind me we have heard a splash and it's clearly a beaver. We can't see where that splash came from. There it is. I can see it. It's in a deep pond and it's looking straight at me, submerged. In fact, it is coming towards me. I thought they were supposed to be shy. You gorgeous thing. The water's sliding off its back. Oh, that's marvellous. He slithers away. And he is gone.
Roger Harabin reporting.
You don't like that, do you? My word.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.